أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Previously Allah تبارك وتعالى had explained to us that we should seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala from any and all harms that can come to us, and they were defined, and that we can get that protection only from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. First was some outward protection for outward things, and that was also very important in order to protect the inside thing, and that is Iman, which is the height of everything, and Iman has to be protected. So this ruh of ours, which is in our body, the body has to be protected to protect the ruh which is inside, and in the ruh the iman of the ruh, and that is the most important. In order to protect the outside, Allah used one quality of His, Rabbi Falak. By that Allah will protect us. And to protect the iman, Allah Ta'ala explained three qualities of His, Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, and Ilahin Nas, and all this in Suratul Nas. Allah Ta'ala explained that we need Allah's protection. Now this, that we, as we have explained yesterday, that it is min sharril waswasil khannas, that is Shaitan, the devil, who acts like a thief, and whenever he's just looking for an opportunity to attack our iman, to bring doubts in our iman, and finally to rob us of our iman. And this we have to be very, very careful of. And khannas is that type of a thief that he just looks for a chance, and the minute he feels that somebody is going to apprehend him, he goes into hiding, he moves away, he moves back. So that is what is shaitan. And the method that we have been advised in order to protect ourselves from being unaware and giving shaitan a chance is the zikr of Allah. That is the obedience of Allah. As long as we are in Allah's obedience, and moreover particularly in His zikr, then we will be protected. But when we go out of the zikr and obedience of Allah Ta'ala, shaitan gets the chance and then he starts attacking us. So further Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, wo jo khyal dalta hai logo ke dil mein. And it's shaitan, is that evil that he puts this evil thoughts right into the hearts of people, the very headquarters, the very strong hold of iman. Shaitan attacks right there. When he has attacked all the others and we did not take our protection, the outward things, then shaitan now gets the chance to attack us right in our headquarters, and that is right in the heart, which is the home and house of iman. That is where iman is. And at the time of death, mort, Allah Ta'ala says, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, that which is in the heart, we will take that out. Just like in an aeroplane, the black box, if there is an accident, they go for the black box to find out what happened actually. That contains all the secrets. Yeah, the heart contains everything. So this shaitan, yeah, what is important for us and which we will be discussing today is that minal jinnati wan nas, jino mein aur aadmiyo mein. That the shaitan comes and attacks a person from amongst the jinnat, they also come. We cannot see the jinnat. And shaitan himself is from amongst the jinn. And he has got many followers in the jinn who do the evil work, and we cannot see them. And they come and they attack us. Allah has given that ability. They are now also present with us here. And the agents of shaitan, they are pious and righteous jinnat also. And they are the evil ones also. And they also do the work of shaitan, that they attack us. And also one nas, from amongst people, from amongst us also, they are the agents of shaitan and who do the work of shaitan. And this is what we have to be very, very concerned and worried about. And particularly the jinn that come, we don't have that ability to protect ourselves. They come and they do their work. But Allah Ta'ala has given us the means by, and particularly reciting the three quls and the two quls, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, which have been actually revealed for our protection. So that we must use, even from the jinnat who want to attack us. But from amongst people, in one sense, they are more dangerous also. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained in detail about this also, that there will be people that will be like us, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. They will read Quran Sharif like us. They will quote the words of the pious people. They will speak all sweet things about deen. They will be very, very convincing and very influencing in their talks. But they will have gone, they themselves will have nothing to do with deen, like a hunter who shoots his arrow and it misses its target. So no sign of the target is on that arrow because it missed it. Like that, these people will have nothing to do with deen. But though outwardly they will show themselves that they are very pious, they will read Quran Sharif, they will quote hadith, they will quote the words of the pious also. So therefore this is a very dangerous type. This can be also understood like right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, Allah explained from Alif Lam Mim till Muflihun the qualities of the believers, and that these people are easy to see who the true believers are. Then in two short ayat, Allah explained the kafirs, the non-believers, and very easy to make out the non-believers also, that who they are. But then in a whole ruku, Allah explained the munafiqeen, because very difficult to recognize them. They will be eating, they will read namaz with us, they will go for hajj with us, but inside they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. So to recognize them was important, so Allah explained them in detail. And also that we don't become like that. Allah warned us and explained what their qualities are, and we must check ourselves. Similarly, yeah, these people are referred in technical terms as the mulhideen. The mulhideen are those people that will use Quran, that will use hadith, but they will give different meanings to it. Not the meaning what the Quran is, they will give different meanings. Like for example, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who were guilty of the terrible and great, or terrible sin of homosexuality. So that is what it was, they were guilty of homosexuality. So these people say that it must not be by force. If it is by consent, it is all right. It is all right. So this is like that. They change. They say that they use the same. Interest is haram when it is compound interest, when it is exorbitant amounts. But they say small amounts, and they give different names to interest. Interest has got so many different names now. So then they say it is all right. So these, this mulhideen, they will use the words of deen also, but they will give a different meaning. And these people will be amongst us also, and therefore not easy to understand. They will be ulama also, and we will feel ulama to be trusted fully. They are people who will talk about deen, and beautiful talks of deen they will give, but they will give a different. Like today we have, people are going all out to give a different interpretation to deen. This is exactly what comes in the hadith, La yabqa min al-islami illa ismu. The name of Islam will remain, but the contents will not be Islam. It will be something else. They will just bluff the people. A very good example, which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to give, that if we put black vinegar on the table, and we put it in a Coca-Cola bottle. This is just an example. We don't condone Coca-Cola. It is one of the worst things that we can have and destroys our health completely. And it is one of the things that is the most harmful for our economy also. Not time to go into detail, but this is just an example. So a person thinks it is Coca-Cola he is going to drink, but when he puts it to his tongue, then he finds it is vinegar. And the taste of vinegar compared when you expected Coca-Cola you are going to drink. So like that, Islam, they will give it the name of Islam, but it will be the most bitter, filthiest, dirtiest things that there will be. So this is what we are facing today, and these people abound in us. There are plenty, and in different names they will come, and they will give beautiful interpretation, but it will be nothing of the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Islam of the Sahaba, and the Islam that has been brought to us over 1400 years. It won't have anything to do with that Islam. It's a watered down Islam. It's a modern Islam. It's an easy to follow Islam. It's a different type of Islam. And we have to be very careful, otherwise our iman will go. And if iman is gone, it means eternally Jahannam. And the fire of Jahannam, we cannot imagine how severe. And that we will be deprived of Jannah and eternally of the beautiful great diamonds of Jannah. Allah protect us all. It is not within us. Therefore Allah gave us these great qualities of Allah that we seek His help. Therefore recitation of these surahs and to understand deen in its proper way, the deen Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, to have that deen. Otherwise there are many theories and there are many therapies and there are many other things, and they have got nothing to do with the deen of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to worry about ourselves. We must not be influenced by these people, and it must not be that these things have come into us already and that we now are harming other people of that. We must always see that aminu kama amanan nas. Our iman must be like the iman of the Sahaba. And these are the people who will say anu'minu kama amanas sufaha, na'uzu billah. They will say that we must bring iman like the Sahaba brought iman. They accepted Islam on face value. They accept the Quran as the absolute truth. They don't interpret it to fit in with our times, etc. Must we bring iman, na'uzu billah, like those stupid people? So we are bring iman like what Allah taught us through Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what the Sahaba. So we will inshallah on Yawmul Ahad Sunday explain the three surahs and bring us to the completion of the Quran Sharif, and that how we must take our protection, the Tawheed, Ikhlas, which is in Surah Ikhlas, and how that we can protect it and go with that. And that we don't have different ideas and things in our lives that we lead people astray. That can be the worst, your own guna, and carry the guna of other people also. And you get no benefit in that either. Perhaps some dunya small little benefit, but no benefit whatsoever. So may Allah protect us, guide us to righteousness, protect our iman, and give us all the protection which He has offered us. It is for us to take it.